I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Officials at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church say a campaign ad recorded in the sanctuary for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans was filmed without their approval. The campaign's now deleted Instagram video featured shots of Evans clapping at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Service inside the church, along with an image of the slain civil rights leader and the slogan, "Bringing Hope Back to Georgia." Evans, who is white, received backlash from critics who saw the video as an attempt to appropriate King's legacy. In a statement, the church says Evans was not authorized to film an ad during the event. Federal regulations prohibit churches and other charitable organizations from endorsing political candidates. The federal tax overhaul may have the unintended effect of causing Georgians to pay billions more in state taxes over the next 5 years. According to the AJC, the new law modifies some of the deductions Georgians use when figuring their state taxes. That's expected to result in more taxpayers using the standard federal deduction rather than lowering their state taxable income by itemizing. So while many Georgians may pay less in federal taxes, they'll wind up with bigger state tax bills. DeKalb County is considering changes to its pot possession laws. Currently, anyone in the county caught with marijuana is subject to fines and jail time. But CBS 46 reports DeKalb Commissioner Jeff Rader is pushing to change possession of marijuana into a non-criminal offense where violators are only required to pay a small fine. Before any changes can be made, the proposal must be approved by the state's General Assembly. Some news for those who vacation along the coast. Tybee Island leaders have decided to move ahead with plans to create a new dune system design and landscape. WJCL reports the city council approved the plan last night. Although funding for the project is yet to be determined, officials hope to get the sand dunes built before sea turtle nesting season starts in May. The project has been in the works for years, but hurricane damage delayed the process. And a movie based on the heroic actions of a Decatur bookkeeper who stopped a school shooting in 2013 debuts Saturday on Lifetime Television. The film is called Faith Under Fire. It tells the story of Antoinette Tuff, who was working in the front office of the Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Academy when a man stormed in with an AK-47 assault rifle. Seven-time Grammy winner Toni Braxton portrays Tuff.
I'm gonna take care of this boy. This is Antoinette Tuff. Sometimes our purpose in life is just a surrender.
Another film about Tuff's story, titled DeKalb Elementary, was nominated for an Oscar this week. Finally, if you've ever sat in traffic near the intersection of I-285 and 85 north of the city and said to no one in particular, "This is just the worst," well, you are absolutely right. The American Transportation Research Institute says Atlanta's beloved Spaghetti Junction is the slowest traffic interchange in the country. A little further down the road, the intersection of I-75 and 285 also made the list as the fourth worst bottleneck in America. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.